Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Soup Campbell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting second. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting third. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Cullenbein. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Locatello. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Denny Gailhouse. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Denny Gailhouse. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Grace. Boudreaux reaches second base with a double. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreaux moves to third. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner takes first base on ball four. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0 Indians. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbein settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is called out on strikes. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Locatello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hemsley for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick who is chasing the ball. Feller reaches third base with a triple. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Cullenbine moves to second. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into left field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Weatherly scores. One out. It's 4-0, Indians. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gale House fields it and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to second. Two outs. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell is walked intentionally. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Cullenbine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Denny Galehouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galehouse hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-1 in the game. Grace hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Galehouse moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into left field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Feller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Boudreau hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Indians. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Keltner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cullenbine. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Gale House covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0-for-1 in the game. Locatello hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-1 in the game. Berardino strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Jack Kramer now pitching. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Campbell bunts in front of the plate. Farrell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McQuinn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to second. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Boudreau. Kramer moves to third. Judnick moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grace throws the ball into Locatello, who tags Hemsley trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Feller takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0-for-2 in the game. Locatello hits a line drive into left field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-2 in the game. Berardino hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kramer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner pinch hits for Jack Kramer. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Grace hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Grace reaches second base with a double. Hefner moves to third. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hefner scores. Grace moves to third. One out. It's 6-4, Indians. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Judnick hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Weatherly. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Grace scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cullenbine is walked intentionally. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Clift takes first base on ball 4. Judnick moves to third. Cullenbine moves to second. Clint Brown now pitching. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 0 for 3 in the game. Locatello hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Locatello reaches second base with a double. Judnick scores. Cullen Bynes scores. Clift moves to third. It's 7-6, Browns. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 3 in the game. Berardino is walked intentionally. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Keltner. Cliff scores. Locatello scores. Berardino goes all the way around to score. Farrell moves to second. It's 10-6, Browns. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hefner bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Farrell moves to third. Two outs. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Grace hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-6, Browns. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. George Caster now pitching. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Locatello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Indians 6. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Cullenbine takes first base on ball 4. Judnick moves to second. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Clift bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Judnick moves to third. Cullenbine moves to second. One out. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Locatello is walked intentionally. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 12, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Clint Brown. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Castor covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 12, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.